May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. During the night, last night, the Lord kept speaking to me as I was sleeping from a scripture. And then when I woke up about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, I forget when it was just pounding in my heart. And so I was looking forward to getting up and seeing what it was. But it was really unusual because I love the book of Job, but it's not like the happiest book in the world. It ends pretty well, but you have to get through the whole full book to get to the happy place. And my temperament is I like happy things from the starting, middle, and at the end. But God has used the book of Job to profoundly affect my life in certain seasons. Many years ago, I went through a time where my heart was just devastated about something before I lived in Salem. And that's the first time I got acquainted with Job. And I hung out a lot in Job, and in the end, I discovered what Job basically is saying is, no matter how it looks, how it feels, what it seems like, God is really big, and he's really good. And that became the foundation of my whole theology. That's my systematic theology. God's really big. He knows what he's doing. He's in control, and he's really good. But when I woke up, this verse, and I don't have a clue what it was, but it was just Job 32:8. So I knew it had something profound for me and probably something prophetic too. And so I'm still just in the early places of trying to hear what God is saying, why that's such a profound, important word for me. And maybe important is an important word for others too. But this is what Job 32 verse 8 says. I'm going to read three scriptures from Job that sort of fit together. It says, but it is a spirit in man, or could better, another translation, it is the spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty that gives them understanding or perception or insight. In other words, again, it's the spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty, that gives a person perception and insight. In Job 34, verse 14, it says, if he, God, should determine to do so, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would return to dust. This is Psalm 33, verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. There's a bunch of stuff that's in there, but just some beginning things I think God wants us all to hear. Without trying to explain too much, God created every person with a spirit, a human spirit, which separates us from all other creatures. And it gives us the capacity to encounter God, to encounter things in the spirit realm. Therefore, a person who's lost can be very susceptible to demonic stuff in the spirit realm. And that spirit in us has to be awakened and alive, made alive in Christ. But the point being is that we were wired to encounter God. We are wired to move and perceive things in the spirit realm. But he says, Job 32, verse 8, it says, but is the spirit in man, the breath of the Almighty God, the Almighty that gives understanding and life. And again, that place in 33, it says, the spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives life. And so he talks about the breath of the Almighty giving understanding, and the breath of the Almighty giving life. I keep saying Psalm, because I can't believe I'm talking about Job. Job 32, what he's saying is this. The word breath there is a Hebrew word, means to pant, or to give a blast of air that comes out of God's mouth. And what he's talking about is God speaking a word. You know, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 that we live by the words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God. And that word is to a group of people who wandered in the wilderness, millions of them. They all couldn't read or write, and they certainly didn't carry an Old Testament leather-bound version in their back pocket. They didn't have access personally to the scrolls or the written things. Some of them weren't even finished in terms of being accessible to public. But God speaks to us, and he speaks to us in our spirit. And he says, we live by the words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God. And one of the things that the Lord did, he allowed them to go through the wilderness. He said, to make them hungry, to humble them, for them to see that man doesn't live by bread alone, but he lives by the words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God. So God's a communicator. He's wired us so that we can communicate with him. And every time God breathes a word into us, it just releases the Holy Spirit. Now, as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit abiding in us. But it kind of awakens the presence of the Holy Spirit. There's a filling that comes. I'll give you an Old Testament scripture I think is fascinating. This is in Ezekiel chapter 1. Then he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, that I may speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. The consequences of God speaking to him. And in chapter 1, I think the first verse, it says that God spoke a word that was fashioned just for him. And so when God spoke to him, the Spirit filled him, made him stand on his feet. And if you think that's sort of just an Old Testament thing, John in Revelation says the same thing. That when God spoke to him, he was filled. He was in the Spirit immediately. And what this scripture says is that every time God speaks, breathe into you. I love the idea of this, the word to blast a breath, but to pant. God's desperate, panting. He's desperate to speak into your life. He loves to communicate to us. He's not reluctant. He's not hiding. He's not playing hide and seek with us. He loves to speak to us. And when he speaks, when he breathes into us a word, gives us a word, gives us a promise or whatever, it releases the Spirit of God in us. We have the Spirit, but it just releases the Spirit of God. There's like a fresh filling to those who are filled. And what it does, it releases life. He says that in that verse 33, chapter 33, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. It just releases life. We live by the words that proceed out of his mouth. And the Job 32 says, and it gives me understanding. It releases life. The life of the Spirit in me. There's a fresh filling of the Spirit. And it gives us insight, perception into what God's saying and what God's doing. Now, that's true when we are alone in our time with God in the Bible, or God just speaks something into your spirit, you know, with that still small voice. Or he gives you a prophetic word, or speaks to you through a dream. And Numbers talks about in verse 12 that those are kind of like dark sayings. To Moses, he spoke mouth to mouth. He loves to kind of like just breathe his life into us. It's like artificial resuscitation. We're just dependent. As if we're underwater and we don't have any oxygen, but every time God speaks into us, we're able to swim and move in places we've never moved before because he just blows breath into us. So we have to have that all the time. We learn to live by the words that proceed out of his mouth, and it gives us understanding, perception of what God's doing. Now, what has to happen in those moments, and this will give you some insight of what to do with prophetic words, but also if God just speaks something to you in Scripture. Because the Lord wants that thing to bear fruit in us fully. And so what he's looking for is a response of faith. The word to confess simply means to agree with, to say what somebody else said. They say it first, then you get to say it back in agreement. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, but having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore also we speak. The spirit of faith is a believing and an agreeing with, coming into agreement with. And so when the Lord speaks a word to you, what is he looking for? He's looking for you because he breathes life. An insight into what he's saying and what he's doing. So in that moment, what do? You come into agreement and you say what he says. And when you do that, not only does it release that word to bear fruit in your life, but it also releases that word into your surroundings, into your environment, into the people around you. And it releases, because that word, what does what? It releases the Spirit of God in you. And when you come and you agree with it, it releases the Spirit of God in others. It releases the Spirit of God into an environment. When we stand here, even go, miracles, 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 miracles. You see, because God's spoken that word in my heart, God's going to do miracles today. And what I'm doing is I'm recreating the whole atmosphere. I'm breathing the Spirit of God and life and insight into what God's saying and up to in an atmosphere. Amen. This is true in ministry corporately, but it's also true in your own just personal life. Lord, you spoke this to me. Now, what people do with that word is up to them, but God, you spoke this to me, and I just stand in agreement with you. I posted a prophetic word today. I think is one of the more important prophetic words I've ever posted. Sort of a long word, but it's about God seeding soil. The Lord gave me a vision this morning when I was here at the 7 o'clock Mass, which if you've never been to in the morning or the evening, you ought to come. It's awesome that Father Aaron does. But it says that the Lord watches over his word to perform it. And just before that, he's speaking to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, what do you see? And Ezekiel said, I see an almond tree. And the word almond there is the same Hebrew word as watching in the next verse. God watches over his word to perform it. When God speaks a word to you, he just like puts roots down. It's like a tree, a watching tree. And what God just wants us to do is to come into agreement with that tree. And in steadfastness, agree with him. Stand in that place. And the Lord says, not only will you know life, but you'll give life. Amen? Mm-hmm. Haven't you noticed that when somebody gets healed or something remarkable happens, prophetic word, some insight heals their heart or heals their body, that more people will come because they heard about that word? Yep. They release life because they were in agreement. And in agreement, things happen. Amen. And other people get healed. Amen. We've had more people get healed. I need to start keeping account of them because Lauren openly came into agreement and confessed, declared, spoke the word that God had done in her life to others. It's amazing how it works. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.